This just released. The MCK has announced that it has received clarification that the older style laminated certificates of Indian status will continue to be accepted as identification when crossing the border into the United States for an indeterminate period. Chief Mike Bush said today that the Canadian Border Services Agency has confirmed this with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. Earlier this month, the MCK had received reports by several Ganawage Hironu that some U.S. border agents were informing them that the older laminated cards would not be accepted after October of this year. The MCK has been advising those Ganawage Hironu who use the Certificate of Indian Status to cross the border that they should either use or apply for the new style status cards, which are now issued at the Aboriginal Affairs and Northern Development Canada offices located across from Kattery Memorial Hospital. These new cards are available as either secure certificates, recommended for border crossing, or the simpler updated non-secure version, which is only recommended for those people who intend to use it to access services and not to cross the border. Please note that for a limited time, the MCK's Social Development Unit will continue to issue the older laminated cards for emergency purposes only. For those who have no identification, no card or an expired card, and require services. Now you're up to date.